the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you.
It's time now for Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people incorporate their faith into their everyday lives. The program is underwritten by St. Vincent Health, providing the spirit of caring through 20 health ministries that serve 46 central Indiana counties, and by Marian University, offering Catholic and academic excellence in the Franciscan and liberal arts traditions.
May the Lord's peace be with you.
Yes, may the Lord's peace be with you. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host today is MJ Crowder, and we're kicking off a brand new year.
It is brand spanking new. The Christmas cookies are finally all consumed.
Mostly.
Mostly. I'm so glad they're out of the house because I had to eat them all to get them out of the house. So yes, happy new year to everyone. Happy, happy, happy. What a wonderful year end we had. I think it was a record-breaking year end at Catholic Radio.
We had very, very good response from our year end letter. We sent out a letter early December and asked people to help us with a little unexpected $50,000 bill that landed on our doorstep, and people did indeed step up to the plate and help us out tremendously with that. Want to thank you very much for that. If you didn't reply to the letter yet, it's still all right to do that. You certainly can do that. If you didn't get a letter, you can help us out a little by going to our website, catholicradioindy.org.
And you know, for all of those people that are listening right now and they got for Christmas a smartphone, do we have something for you?
Absolutely, we do. Oh, that was not intended. She's talking about our app.
I am talking about our app.
My word just happened to be absolutely.
Oh, bad.
Not intentionally.
Okay.
I'm not that clever.
That was cute, though. Okay, so pick up your little smartphone and go to, I think you can just download the app straight. I downloaded it in a two-step process, going to tunein.org, and then. But I think you can just go to catholicradioindy.org.
Well, you have to go to your app store.
Go to the app store.
If you have an Apple phone or an iPhone or an Android phone, just go to an Android. It's the Play Store or wherever you normally download your apps. And just type in Catholic Radio Indy. That's it.
And then once it's on your screen, all you have to do is, there's no signing in. You just tap it, and you've got Catholic Radio in Indianapolis, perfectly clear. And we've been saying for ages that if you want it perfectly clear, go to the website, and you need a laptop or computer. Well, no more. So your smartphones that everyone got for Christmas, get those out and download them, because we have great new programming this year. I guess that's a good segue to our guest.
That's a pretty good segue.
Yay!
Yay! So our guest today on Faith in Action, this is huge. This is what we've been asking for a long, long time. Anna Crowder. That name sounds familiar. Anna Crowder and Scott Williams. Welcome, welcome, welcome from the last pew or the back pew or the last, which the last pew. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah. The front steps.
You got to go up the front steps to get to the back pew, the last
pew. Door, outside.
Welcome. So this is the brand spankinest new Catholic radio program.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Spankinest.
Spankinest.
Yes.
And you just came off your brand spankinest first show, which aired last week.
Yeah,
we did. Yeah, we were pushing buttons. We were talking. It was a mighty good fun. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so there's a lot leading up to this, and I want to hear every gory detail. Uh-oh. But before we get into that, first of all, because you guys created a web page, a Facebook page, a couple months ago, mm-hmm. And lots of hits. And I love the pictures on the page, by the way. I love it. This is a great page. It's a great. And if you haven't liked them already, how do they like your Facebook page?
It's the last pew. If you type that into Facebook, it should show up. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Great pictures. All right. So, Scott, tell us a little bit about you.
Just look for the adorable people on
the. Yes. The cute. Yeah. I love that. I you guys got to keep that fresh and keep that going, because mm-hmm. I'm looking for updates all the time on there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So, Anna Crowder, similar last name to mine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How did you come through the front door? How did this program come about? How did you and Scott get together? And tell us.
Well, I have actually been involved vicariously through Catholic Radio, through my mother, who is sitting right next to me. She is the voice of Catholic Radio. And so I've known about Catholic Radio for a long time. And I've always thought that it was fun listening to my mom's shows. And recently, Scott came up to me and was like, "Hey, we need to get in on that. What do you think your mom would let us get a show?" You know, and I know that MJ and Jim have talked about, yeah, we should get some youth programming in here at some point. And then I thought of that, and I thought of Scott, and it's like, yeah, we should approach him with this idea. And it was a good timing.
We can make this work.
We can make it work. And, you know, me and Scott get along well, and we come up with some pretty cheesy jokes every now and then. So I thought it would be, you know, maybe we can make something happen.
Okay, so Scott Williams, let me ask you. So you work downtown, the mm-hmm. diocesan youth. I always get this wrong.
I do
you
things
and Matt
with
Faley.
The young people.
Yeah, I do things with the young people. Matt Faley is like the... I'm thinking like he's the high school and college coordinator, maybe.
He only does college and adult.
Oh, college
so
and adult.
The Office of Young Adult and Catholic Youth or Catholic Campus Ministry is his office.
Okay.
I work in the Office of Youth Ministry.
Youth Ministry. So yep, younger. So we're talking middle school, high school.
High school for the most part, yeah.
Okay. So who is going to be your target audience? And kind of tell us a little bit, for the listeners who are just now tuning in, our guest today, Anna Crowder and Scott Williams from The Last Pew, brand new show on Catholic Radio, premiering just last week. But it's going to be on, what, every Saturday at what time?
Saturday and Sunday
Saturday
at 11 o'clock.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So what kind of format are you looking for? How long is it going to be? Is it like a Catholic Oprah?
So you asked like four questions there. I'll start with the first one. So we wanted to kind of reach a new audience, if you will. So basically anybody and everybody that has a radio and has a car, which you know, is a good percentage of the population.
Absolutely.
The beautiful thing about Catholic Radio is you have the opportunity to meet so many people exactly where they are. So anybody can stumble upon Catholic Radio at any time. I've done it in my past. Catholic Radio was a huge part in me learning more about my faith. And we wanted to bring some new life to that, to bring a little lighthearted
sure.
humor. And mm-hmm. and that's why we're doing that. But it's going to be primarily younger people focused. But, you know, it's for anybody and everybody. You look at, a Catholic church or a parish, somebody that has a thriving younger community obviously has a more thriving parish because people are invested in young people. I think that could be the same for Catholic Radio, too.
You know, mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember off the top of my head, and I have no memory anymore, short-term memory. But we had a youth minister as a guest. I'm trying to think. It might have even been Jake Teichen. From up either Our Lady of Grace or St. Maria Goretti, and their youth group had like 200 kids come on a Sunday evening. 200.
Wow.
That's just
yeah.
unheard of to have that kind of, mm-hmm. You know what it tells me? It tells me that people are still hungry. And
yeah.
if there's happening, fun, exciting, engaging stuff going on, there are bodies available. So I think that's the cool thing about The Last Pew is that you guys are going to kind of reach an audience that we've thought of and we know are there,
right.
except we haven't really tapped into that so much here,
yeah.
mm-hmm. At least with the local programming. The wonderful thing, this is local programming.
Right.
So, I mean, it is not going to be, very deep theological discussion or anything like that. I mean, it's about everyday Catholics. That might even sit in the last pew, mm-hmm. hence the name.
Mm-hmm.
And how they live their life and what they're doing in their life and how can we become stronger, better, more faithful people trying to get to heaven in our everyday lives.
Now, right. do you envision having guests on your program or a particular topic or theme for each program or what do you envision?
I think we have lots of ideas. We've been brainstorming for a while now. I really want to hear what the people mm-hmm. want to hear about. So on our Facebook page, we want, send us messages or post on our walls, hey, we want you to talk about this topic. Hey, we want to hear about this. Maybe something that, they started discussing in their youth group or their Bible study and they want more of an audience to be reached. Maybe it's a topic that might be a little taboo or maybe a little awkward or embarrassing, but
maybe a little dicey,
but we can talk about it and we don't care and we can do it in a fun, loving, easy way. So,
Yeah, everybody always asks, you know, we put the Facebook page up a couple months ago, and the first question everybody has, well, what's it going to be about? And my response has always been, well, what's it not going to be about? I think that's the better question. I mean, just anything and everything.
Do you get a lot of questions about the name, too?
Yeah, I want to know where that came from, because it's so clever and so catchy, and yet everybody can identify with the last Pew. So where'd that come from, Scott?
You know, no one's ever asked me that.
But I love it. I absolutely love it, because I know you had two or three things swirling around. Mm-hmm. But how did you land on that? How'd that come about?
It just made sense. Like, it was catchy. It made sense. I mean, it's about being that normal everyday Catholic, and normal everyday Catholics sit in the back. So
yeah, I mean, you made it. You might not have made it to the front row, but at least you made it in the doors, and you're sitting in the last pew. At least you're there.
Right. Uh-huh.
You know, and we want to be there. So.
Yeah, it's interesting, because my nephew, I know we have to take a break in just a second, but my nephew said to me, we were going to rent a place in Florida, and we found a place. It was, do we want to be on the beach, or do we want a house that's a couple blocks off? And we'll save lots of money if we're a couple blocks off the beach. And he said something that was kind of clever. He says, you know what my dad says? If you're going to go to church, why not sit in the front pew? And then you guys came up with the last pew. I thought, you know what? Such a difference. He's 20 years older than you guys. So yeah, I get it. We need to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Archbishop Joseph Tobin of the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. Listening to Catholic radio is a good way to learn more about our Catholic faith. It's also a good way to reach out to fallen away Catholics and to share our faith with non-Catholics. When you support Catholic Radio, you're helping to spread the message of salvation to the ends of the earth, as Jesus asked us to do. Thank you, and may God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. Our guest today, Anna Crowder, Scott Williams.
Hello.
Anna,
hey.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you. Crowder, of course, my oldest daughter, not oldest child, but oldest daughter, is a nurse at the burn unit in Riley Hospital.
I am.
Is she your favorite?
She you know what? I was just talking about that today, and actually, Anna is my favorite child.
Oh.
And everybody knows how she is. Well, we go through this at Christmas. This is a routine that we go through on Christmas morning, and Anna can probably tell you this routine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you want me to tell?
Yeah.
Well, so the routine is, well, Anna, you are my favorite child because blah, 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 blah. And then I turn all red and rosy and aww. And then she turns to Sam and she says, Sam, you're my favorite because. And then on down the line.
Yeah. And see, this had to be instituted because, Scott, I have gotten that question from the kids from, you know, mm-hmm. ages two mm-hmm. to three all the way up. So, yeah, I had to be a little bit political. So now it is a Christmas routine. Christmas morning, every Christmas, I go around and tell them each why they are my favorite. So,
And she does that partly because, those of you who don't know, MJ came from a very large family. Her mother didn't know her name.
Yeah.
This is actually true. I was Laura Rosemary Annie. My dad was much more beloved by all of the children. You know why?
Why?
Because he called each of us either girly or peanut or squirrel. So he could have said, hey, come here, girly. And you know what? We all turned around and we all knew it meant us. Mm-hmm. So, just a tidbit for you, Scott, when you have seven children. Yeah, the girls are peanut or girly, right? And the boys, I don't remember because I don't know. Anyway, okay, so we talked a little bit in the first half about how you came up with a name.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of want to know because, you know, we were in the planning stages you approached us several months ago, and you first came to us with the idea of half an hour, which goes just like that. All of our guests on Faith in Action know how quickly a half an hour goes.
Yeah.
And in that first pitch meeting, Jim suggested, oh, half an hour is great, but really should be an hour. And you guys kind of went like,
whoa. Said, oh,
what?
Excuse us.
What?
By the way.
But you know what you guys ended up doing, and I think is brilliant, and I think will be hugely successful, is breaking your show up into 4 15-minute segments or four, you know, 13-minute segments, because you'll have, you know, underwriters that'll feed in. But that actually is wonderful because you can have little vignettes. I loved the way it played on Saturday. You guys are natural. Give us some ideas so listeners that are they're tuning in and thinking, oh my goodness, the under 35 crowd, finally we're being reached. Mm-hmm. Do you have a spiritual advisor? And give us some ideas for the future. I mean, I know that you are asking listeners right now to put on your Facebook. Is that the way to get in touch with you, or you're tweeting, or is there another way? If they've got ideas, how do they get in touch with you and let you know what they are?
That'll be good for right now. We haven't quite finalized everything as far as communication goes and advertising and all that kind of good stuff. But you know, we're learning as we're going along. So
sure.
So the Facebook is a good way to do it right now. I'm sure if they want to contact Catholic Radio, you guys could forward that to us.
We can.
Sure. Now you do have an underwriter, kind of a. Key underwriter or
yeah, our key underwriter is Dant Insurance, and I've worked with Chris Dant for the longest time, and he's just a wonderful and amazing man, and just so honored that he's and humbled that he's going to be able to support us. So
and tell me about a spiritual advisor. So what if you come up with some tough questions and people are saying, oh boy, and whether you're 30 or whether you're 55,
right.
I don't know who's 55 in this room, but anyway, the wonderful thing is we often run up against things that we can't answer. So mm-hmm. spiritual advisor.
Yeah, spiritual advisor is a fun word to or phrase to use. The first thing is, we're never afraid to say I don't know. I think that's an okay thing. We're not gonna make up, theology on the run here. But we are hoping to work with at least one priest. Father Ben Seiberg is going to be with us as much as he can. He you know, obviously a parish priest. He has a lot of commitments in his own parish, but he has he's told us that as much as he can be with us, he's going to. And we'll have a few other people that will rotate in on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. So,
and what's great about Father Ben is he'll fit well with the last pew because he is young and hip and.
Hilarious,
and he's pretty funny too.
And he just was ordained.
Yeah, I mean,
just
past the hot
newbie.
Had the pleasure last month of interviewing on this program several of not all of them, but several of the new rookie priests.
Mm-hmm.
And they said it was okay if I said that rookie priest. I asked. They said it was okay, but they are. Cool gentlemen.
Yeah.
You kind of wonder, you know, new priest, gee, are they going to be, you know, this or that?
Yeah.
No, these guys are all right. They're cool.
Yeah, exactly. They really are. Yeah. Actually, the first...
What are you guys doing here?
The first time I met Father Ben, I went to a concert with a couple of friends of mine, and he was like, yeah, here, meet my friend, Ben. And I turn around, I meet him.
It was
Father Ben.
Was he wearing a collar?
No,
he was
wearing a t-shirt, and he was out at this concert. I was like, wow, he knows all the song lyrics, and he was a pretty cool guy. And then I found out he was a priest, and I was like, man, he's even cooler. This is awesome. So.
Okay, well, you are going to do something that differently than we've done, which is kind of interesting, which just shows that, you know, I guess once you hit 40, you kind of are 45, or whatever. doing things differently is okay. You guys are even going to store your programs differently than we do. Like, if you're listening to this, Faith in Action, we podcast or archive it on our website. You go to the little pull-down program, and you can pull it down, Faith in Action, mm-hmm. and we keep them there for years and years and years. But you guys are actually going to do archive your programs in a little bit different way. Tell us about that.
We hope to. Like we said, we just got done with our first episode, so we're still learning the reps. What we hope to do is to archive them on iTunes. So iTunes is a free site that you can go. You can download podcasts and everything like that. But the beautiful thing about it is it has so many users that my hope and my goal is that a lot of people accidentally stumble upon it.
Yes.
And that they're able to enjoy a fun little laugh for a little bit and maybe look us up. Maybe they'll get out their smartphone and download the Catholic Radio in the app.
Okay, so, but the wonderful thing about this, listeners, is this is something that Jim and I, in fact, the whole Catholic board has been talking about
almost since day one.
Almost since day one.
Because we've always wanted to have more local programming. And up until a little over a year ago now, we really shared studios with another radio station. And our whole facility up until a year or so ago was one half of one office and use of the studio when they weren't using it. And now we're in our own place here. And so we want to have more local programs. And If anybody has any suggestions for something that would make a good program, we're always looking for it. Just give us a call and let us know. Our number is 317-870-8400. But the youth program is one of the ones that, I'll bet 8 years ago, people approached me and said, you know, you really need a program for youth. And I said, we really do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they weren't really suggesting they wanted to do it themselves. So, that on the back burner. And then other people have come up and said, yeah, I would do that. And you say, okay, great. You know, when can you start? And you know, there's more work, as you guys know, and we'll know a whole lot more shortly. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more work involved with a radio program than just showing up and sitting down and yakking for a little while and going home.
Especially when it goes from a half hour to an hour.
All of a sudden it doubled. Well, you know, what's interesting is up until now, we've had a lot of people who've come forward and said, hey, I think you ought to have this and this and this and this, which is great, but our plates are full as it is.
It's always fun when, especially working in ministry, when people say, I've got this great idea. Right. You should do.
Yeah, exactly. Well, now you know.
I say, we'll listen to that.
What made this very attractive is you came through the door with not only ideas, but a way to finance it and a way that it made our jobs much easier here. And that's kind of what the beauty of this, how this worked out so wonderfully. Mm-hmm. Anna Crowder and Scott Williams, The Last Pew is the name of their show. It's going to be on Saturday and Sunday mornings. The first show aired last week. So I know that you're looking ahead, taking this a day at a time, taking this a show at a time and four little segments. But have you thought in your mind, gosh, a dream guest, Or are you looking more to just kind of chatting?
Yeah. The Pope. Ideally,
he is going to be in the country, by the way, in just a few months next fall.
Maybe we'll go visit him.
Yeah, Philadelphia is just around the corner.
Not too far.
We'll bring the station to him.
What kind of travel budget you guys got around here?
Same as the rest of our budgets.
So do you have a dream? Do you have someone in mind yet? I mean, are you thinking about that yet? Or are you just trying to make it through the first quarter?
You know, I think there's a lot of different opportunities out there. The great thing about our show is it's about everyday people. Mm-hmm. So I think that somebody that, you know, collects trash could have as interesting as a story as the Pope. And I'd love to hear about their story, their journey of faith, and whatever it might be, no matter what their profession is, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter. Baseball players, police officers, firefighters, janitorial service, I don't care. I want to know about your story. But another thing is, you know, we can mix it up. We can have, you know, we can have people call in now and interview them. I've gotten the pleasure to get to know a lot of national Catholic speakers through my profession, and wouldn't mind giving them a call one day and say, hey.
You know, what's interesting is Seinfeld was at one time the longest running sitcom ever, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, what's interesting is when you talk to Jerry Seinfeld, well, I haven't spoken to him, but in interviews, he'll say the show was written and stayed. The whole idea of the show was that it was supposed to be about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
About nothing.
Yeah. And I've actually told people that. This is the Seinfeld of Catholic radio.
So this is why I think you guys are Catholic Seinfeld, because it's a show about nothing, and yet it touches everybody.
Exactly.
And there wasn't an episode of Seinfeld that you couldn't identify with in some way. Our guests today, Anna Crowder and Scott Williams, and we're almost at the end of our time. I told you it goes so quickly. So it was half your show right here. we've got a little over a minute left, minute and a half left, so I'm going to cede that last minute to you guys. The Last Pew, tune in Saturday and Sunday morning, and I'm going to say, like you guys on Facebook, The Last Pew, but for the last minute, it's all you. What do you want to say?
We're just so grateful to be here, to have this opportunity. And we're really excited to really get involved more with the youth of Indianapolis and just help evangelize real people sharing their faith through the radio.
Scott?
Pray for us.
Oh, amen. I love it. Anna Crowder and Scott Williams, The Last Pew.
11 a.m.
11 a.m. Saturday.
And Sunday.
An encore presentation.
Well, but you know.
We'll see how many people encore.
This is wonderful. This is the.
Well, it's kind of like a book. It's new to you if you haven't read it yet.
That's true. Brand spanking new year. Demand. Perfect timing. Happy New Year to our listeners. Thanks for tuning in. And this is a year of change for Catholic Radio. And The Last Pew is the very first the very first new program of 2015. Oh, my goodness. I have to write that on about 10 checks right now so we don't do that. Anyway, thank you, Anna Crowder and Scott Williams, for being our guests today on Faith in Action.
Thanks for having us.
God bless you.
May the Lord's peace. Oh, that's your job.
That's my job.
Sorry. You know, that reminds me.
We're still learning this stuff.
That reminds me of parishes that get a new deacon. Uh-huh. You know, the deacon gets certain lines that the priest has been used to saying. Yes. And the end of Mass is always that way. May the peace be with you.
Or, yes.
You know, that
Mass has ended, go in peace.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. And the priest and deacon.
Every time. And I always like to say, God bless you.
God bless you, MJ.
May the Lord's peace be with you.
May the Lord's peace be with you.
You've been listening to Faith in Action. Underwritten by St. Vincent Health, providing the spirit of caring through 20 health ministries that serve 46 central Indiana counties, and by Marian University, offering Catholic and academic excellence in the Franciscan and liberal arts traditions. To suggest a guest or a topic for this program, call us at 317-870-8400.
May the Lord's peace be with you. May the Lord's peace be with you.